It's believed that Boskopf and a companion died in an avalanche while exploring Ganyan Peak last November. After crews found her friend's body in December, severe weather stalled efforts to find Boskopf until last month. Last week, a body was found, which was identified as Boskopf's, with the help of a passport and camera found nearby. But Mark Gunnlaugsson, president of Boskopf's Seattle-based company, Mountain Madness, says the recovery team is being cautious.
There's a lot of rockfall coming down. As the summer progresses and the temperatures increase, there's more and more rockfall that we have to be concerned with. So it's kind of a waiting game again, and hopefully we'll get conditions soon to retrieve her.
Gunnlaugsson says more than $50,000 were raised for search efforts. When Boskopf's body is sent home, she'll be laid to rest next to her father in a Sheboygan cemetery. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.